You're Gen Z, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of humor because let's face it, adulting is hard. And guess what? You're not alone in feeling burnt out, stressed, and like you're constantly on the verge of a meltdown. I always scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone else has their life figured out while you're just trying to find your missing socks. Yeah, that's me too. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and avocado toast, it's about learning to be kind to yourself, even when you're a hot mess express. And today, we're diving into something super powerful, self-compassion meditation. Think of it like this. Your inner voice is constantly judging you, right? It's like that friend who always points out your flaws and never lets you forget that embarrassing moment in high school. But what if you could silence that mean girl and replace her with a chill Bessie who's got your back? That's basically what self-compassion meditation does. Here are 5 key takeaways to get your inner zen on. 1. It's not about being perfect, it's about being human. Let's be real, perfection is an illusion. And chasing it is exhausting. Self-compassion is about accepting your imperfections, the mistakes, the awkward moments, the times you tripped and face-planted. You know those moments? Yeah, they happen to all of us. The key is to treat yourself with kindness instead of berating yourself for them. 2. Practice mindfulness. Okay, so mindfulness sounds super woo-woo, right? But it's basically just paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Like, when you're eating your lunch, actually taste it. When you're walking, feel the ground beneath your feet. This helps you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, which is crucial for self-compassion. 3. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend just had a bad day. What would you say? Probably something encouraging and supportive, right? Well, guess what? You deserve the same treatment. Think about those harsh, negative thoughts running through your head, the ones that make you feel like a failure or not good enough. Now, try reframing them with kindness and understanding. Instead of saying, "I'm so stupid for messing that up," try, "Hey, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. I can learn from this." 4. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, being grateful for the little things in life can make a world of difference. Think about your favorite cup of coffee, your comfy bed, that hilarious meme you saw on TikTok. These small joys add up. When you focus on what's good in your life, it shifts your perspective and helps you feel more positive. 5. Remember, it's a practice. Self-compassion isn't something you achieve overnight. It takes time and effort. Just like learning to play an instrument or mastering a TikTok dance. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate the small victories along the way. Okay, and imagine this. You're studying for that big exam, your brain feels fried, and you accidentally spill coffee all over your textbook. Talk about a mood killer. But instead of spiraling into self-doubt and panicking, you take a deep breath, remember that it's just a book and hey, maybe a cool coffee stain art project. And treat yourself with kindness. You acknowledge that you're doing your best, even though things aren't perfect. You know the drill. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is rainbows and unicorns. It's about acknowledging them, being kind to yourself through them, and showing up for yourself with love and understanding, even when it's tough. Remember that inner critic? Yay, you gotta start silencing her. Treat yourself like the amazing human you are, 'cause guess what? You deserve it. Go ahead, drop those self-criticism thoughts like they're last season's fashion trend. Practice a few minutes of self-compassion meditation today. And while you're at it, tag me in your TikTok about how it went. Let's spread the love and kindness, Gen Z style. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast, you know the drill.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.